once again, this is Wisdom for Women, your popular mentoring program for women. We're so honored to come into your home. We're so honored to be connected with you and your family. This is another exciting program today that you don't want to miss. So whatever you're doing, I want you to just give me this little time, take a little break, because today is going to be exciting. We're going to be talking about an issue that will dramatically change your life, change your family, change your marriage, and change your ministry. So if you want to grab a drink, you might quickly take a break and then do that quickly for me, please. Grab a drink, grab a tea or a coffee, because it's going to be exciting in this series today. Amen. I'm going to be looking at a topic that will really bless you. Today we're going to be talking about women who are kingmakers. Wow, I'll say it again, women who are kingmakers. I feel an excitement in my spirit as I bring this word. I feel such an excitement inside of me. I believe I'm on assignment to change someone's life, to change someone's destiny. I've sat in the presence of God as I prepared this word to bring it to you. It's a rich word. And you may just pick up your Bible, pick up your pen, because we may refer to some scriptures. But this will really bless you. I believe this will touch you. It's life-changing. Amen. One more time, our title for today is Women Who Are King Makers. I want you to look at yourself. Oh, touch yourself. You can't see yourself. You can't look at yourself. But touch yourself and say to yourself, I'm a king maker. Hallelujah. You may not look like it. You may not even be acting like it right now. But God has put something big inside of you. God has put a great assignment inside of you. You don't have to look at like it right now. But it's deep inside of you. So what we want to do today is to ignite it and to fuel the fire so that you can go out and begin to do that which God has ordained for you to do. So today we want to look at the qualities of a kingmaker and the strategies of a kingmaker. You know something, there were several kingmakers in the scriptures. Deborah was a kingmaker. Sarah, the mother of faith, was a kingmaker. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a kingmaker. The woman with the alabaster box, she was a kingmaker. Abigail was a kingmaker. So we have a lot of biblical references that we can look onto. And you are a kingmaker too. Like I said, you may not look like it. You may not even be acting like it. But I've got good news for you today. I've come to tell you right in your living room, right in the privacy of your home, that you're a kingmaker. You've got what it takes to be a kingmaker. Praise the Lord. So stay tuned as we continue with this series. So we go on with our teaching on women who are kingmakers. I'm going to ask you to please open the scriptures with me. Please go with me to Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. We're going to look at a woman. She was a kingmaker. We're going to use her as a text, a basic text, as we look at the qualities of a kingmaker. If you know a pastor's wife, or you know any woman who has a husband who is in leadership, this teaching will dramatically change her life. So you may need to contact her and tell her she's a kingmaker. And so she needs to listen to Wisdom for Women at this time. Matthew chapter 26 verse 6 tells us, and when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman. You know, I love the Bible. I love the word of God. There are so many things that could excite a lot of women. But one major thing that excites me is the word of God. It's so rich. And so when the Bible tells us about a woman, what God is actually saying is that, hey, you can put your own name right there. So if you have a pen, you can just write your name there. A woman came to Jesus. Marjorie came to Jesus. Theresa came to Jesus. Carol came to Jesus. Write down your name. Fumi came to Jesus. Agatha came to Jesus. You can write your name right there. A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. When his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a great work for me." Verse 11, "For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring the fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman," there again, please write your name, "what Marjorie, what Teresa, what Cynthia, what Bosse has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Praise the Lord. So before we go into the depth of women who are kingmakers, can we look at who is a woman? When God originated women, what did he have in mind? The Bible tells us in Genesis that God said to Adam, "I'm going to make for you a help meet, a help meet, a help that is suitable." The word there, help meet, means an adequate one, suitable one, someone to complement you, complete you, a helper. So you've been raised up, woman of God, to help. If you're in the house of a pastor, you're a pastor's wife, you're a leader's wife, your husband is in one form of leadership or the other, you've been raised up as a helper. You've been raised up as a supporter. You may just be looking at yourself like, "Well, I can't fit into these shoes." No, God has seen you. He's seen how frail you are. He's seen how shy you are, but he still says you're a help me. A supporter, someone to fill in the gap. So that's the original purpose of a woman. So wherever you see yourself, you may not even have a husband, but maybe you have a son. Maybe you have someone, a man in your life that is maybe your pastor. You've been called as a helper. You've been called as a supporter. Praise the Lord. So we're going to run off quickly and we'll begin to look at the qualities. The qualities of a woman who is a king maker. Number one, based on the scriptures we've read and based on the fact that you're a helpmate, it tells you something instantly. It tells you instantly that your husband cannot do it alone. I want you to look at yourself right where you are and begin to say, "He cannot do it without me." No matter what your husband has been called to do, he may have been called into filming, he may have been called into planting churches, he may be a minister, he may just be a leader in one form or the other. Maybe he runs a business, or maybe you have a son that is growing up in your home. You're a kingmaker, and the first quality of a kingmaker is that she knows that this man cannot do it alone. He might be acting right now like he can do it alone, but God has brought you into his life for a purpose. He's brought you there as a kingmaker. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible tells us that we, all of us, have been made kings and priests unto God. So we're already kings and priests. But to manifest the kingship that is within your husband, as we go along, I'm going to tell you that in every man, there's a king and there's a fool. So the one you speak to is the one that manifests. The one you stir up is the one that manifests. If you stir up the king in him begins to stir up. And if you stir up the fool in him begins to stir up. But you are a kingmaker. That word alone is two words put together, all in one. It's not good for man to be all in one. So Almighty God in his omniscience has seen it that it is not good for your spouse to be all in one. And so he brought you for this reason as a helper, as a support. Praise the Lord. So begin to look deep down inside of you. You might be saying that I don't have the qualities. No, I don't agree with you. When you begin to look deep, you begin to see the virtue that God has put inside of you. And that's why he brought you into the life of this man. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at number two. Number two quality of a woman who is a kingmaker is she must know that that man does not know everything. He may be acting like he knows everything. He may be talking like he knows everything. But you know, the nature of men and women is very different. Basically, men are not detailed. That's why your husband goes out and comes in and you're asking him, honey, where did you go? And he tells you, I went to church, I went for prayer meeting. And that's all he wants to say. He's not detailed. He may not be able to see that, oh, Susie was there or James was in prayer meeting. But when you were in prayer meeting, you notice the fact that Susie was there. You notice the fact that James was there. They came with their kids. Their son was ill. You are more detailed. And God has put that ability inside of you to protect your king. So, woman of God, kingmaker, have you been overlooking details in the life of your king? What are the things that have been falling on your king and landing on him that you did not see? You're a kingmaker, and God has put you in the life of this man to see the details that he cannot see, to see the fiery darts that are coming against him that he cannot see. You're a kingmaker. Now may the Lord begin to open your eyes to your assignment. If you're a pastor's wife, I tell you, before God made you a pastor's wife, he saw every other woman around there. Yes, he knows that they are more eloquent. He knows that some of them might be more beautiful, but he chose you. And your husband chose you. So you are there to ensure that details are seen in the life of your king. Don't let resentment make you miss what God has put you into that family for. Don't allow things to land on your king. Make sure you sit in the realm of the spirit. Make sure you stay in the presence of God concerning your husband, concerning your children, concerning their assignment. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that all the creatures that stayed in the presence of God, the 24 elders and all the creatures that stayed before the presence of God, that they were full of eyes. They had eyes before them. They had eyes behind them, and they had eyes within them, so that they can see to the details. And that's who you are. As you stay in the very presence of the King of Kings on a daily basis, praying for your husband, praying for his assignment, I believe that the Lord is going to show you details. Hallelujah. And now we're going to look at the third thing that you need, the qualities that you have as a kingmaker. Wow, this is really mind-blowing. You know, you must understand your assignment. You must understand your assignment. At this point